Pan-fried tenderloin, twice-cooked belly, and a pig's cheeks hash with star anise sauce.
Okay. First things first, the scallops, I can overcook those really quickly, can't I?
Yes, you can. Very easy. Rubbery, they need to go in a red-hot pan, non-stick pan.
Yeah.
Very, very little oil. Coloured one side, and then turn, colour the other side. Basically about 30 seconds each side, then serve straight away.
And in they go. Wow, the heat coming off here is incredible. Okay, is that a spatula?
Yes, that's
See,
a spatula.
See, look, that's a spatula. Amazing, give the man a job.
Yeah. And the idea is to keep the pan...
That wasn't me.
No.
That wasn't me.
The idea is to keep the pan on the heat all the time. Okay. Don't keep turning them, don't keep moving the pan, just leave it where it is.
At the moment, we've got a twice-cooked belly of pork that we've actually done in star anise, garlic, thyme, and actually braised through the oven, then pressed for 24 hours, and then actually cut into the dices that you see in front of us. We have the pork fillet tenderloin at the moment. We have also the pork sauce that we take then from the belly, reduce that right down, add our red wine glass in, and that is the sauce. We have star anise. We also have the poached pig's cheeks with Lyonnaise or caramelised onion and also crushed potato, new season carrots and purple sprouting broccoli as the vegetable accompaniment for the dish that we've got on the menu at the moment.
So Liam, right, so we've let the pork rest, the Dingleydale pork, so just up the road off the A12, some Suffolk pork on our fork, and now it's time for the veg.
Yeah, we're just actually pan frying now the new seasonal carrots that we've just jumped into a chiffon pot, and the purple sprouting broccoli just with a knob of butter and some salt and pepper. And then we're going to take them over to the pass and let you finish the dish off.
Okay, am I using my fingers for this, Chef?
I would.
Okay, you
asbestos said... Asbestos fingers now.
You said into three, so I'm doing it one, maybe like a quarter there, quarter there.
That'd be correct.
Okay, so down we go. Okay, one there. Nice and pink in the middle. So I now plate this up. Okay, all right, so shall I put the veg on now?
Yeah, put your veg accompaniment on. Which
and am I doing
purple.
That with the tongs?
Yeah.
Am I?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, look, no, look, we've got a major veg issue here. We've got some broccoli and some carrots going on. I've got to try and make this look remotely attractive. I saw something on telly only the other day, and they were talking about stacking. So, Liam, I'm stacking the carrots, okay?
Excellent.
Yeah, that didn't sound
but you've good. Got all carrots all on one side, Chef.
Yeah, but I've got orange and green that look nice together.
Oh, okay.
No?
Not really.
Oh, all right. So you'd say putting the...
I hope that's not for a customer, by the way.
They're a very forgiving customer. Trust me, I know them well. So now I'm going to put the pork on, which I'm going to do with hands. Is that enough?
Yeah, and that's basically your dish done.
Would you put that, like, that little starry thing, would you put that on the pork like
yeah.
that?
Yeah, that's excellent. Very well.
Well, you did that, really. I put the star on.
Well, I'll let you take it.